What are methane hydrates and what role could they play in global warming? That's a question a listener posed this week for the segment Ask a Climatologist. Brian Brettschneider says methane hydrates are clumps of gas encased in an ice-like substance sitting on the ocean floor. Some scientists have thought of these hydrates as a sort of a time bomb for climate change. Brettschneider told Annie Feit the idea is that warming oceans could eventually release the methane into the atmosphere.
They are a potentially large reservoir of hydrocarbons that are spread pretty evenly around the globe in the oceans.
How do methane hydrates play into the greenhouse gas equation?
That's a good question, because methane as a greenhouse gas is much more potent than carbon dioxide, depending on the time scale, 20, even 50 times as potent as carbon dioxide. And so there's quite a bit of concern about this methane hydrates, which are kind of like an ice that is on the seabed floor, that as temperatures rise, the very delicate equilibrium that it's in based on temperature and water pressure, that these might be disassociated and released and work their way to the atmosphere and cause kind of a runaway greenhouse gas effect. So that's a concern that people have.
What does the science say on that? I mean, how big of a concern do you think methane hydrates are?
Well, earlier this year, the United States Geological Survey did a meta-analysis looking at a bunch of different studies over many, many years. And they kind of tightly constrained what the known quantities of methane hydrates are, which turned out to be less than what was originally thought, quite a bit less, actually. And then they walk through the scenarios about how much might be released under certain situations. And they came to the conclusion that the catastrophic potential is much less likely than maybe some people think. So as these methane hydrates might be released, they talk about terms of timeframes of centuries for some of these gases to make it to the atmosphere. But along the way, during those centuries, most of that sinking back into the seabed floor. So the net effect is it could still be bad, but probably not as bad as what we were thinking just even a few years ago.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. If you have a climate-related question, send an email to akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.